What's up, guys? It is episode 2, finally, couple weeks in to February. Got a lot of news to talk about, a lot of things to react to, a lot of badass music to share with you, so keep it locked onto my station, listen to this episode, and get some knowledge. Let's start with a couple really crazy news stories. I don't want to start with negative, I want to go with positive first, so I'd like to bring up, I guess this is only positive if you are hoping that our presidential administration gets its head out of its ass and starts working for our country, in which case you'll be glad to know that, the Justice Department, as you know, has the special appointed counsel of Mueller, Robert Mueller. Turns out that he just indicted 13 Russian nationals for interfering in the 2016 election. So I find that a massive positive step in the right direction towards figuring out what the fuck happened in 2016. They're saying that these indictments do not vindicate Trump. I'm calling it. We're getting impeachment articles entered in pretty soon, if not, they're on their way now. So that's kind of big news. Something in entertainment news that I find really ridiculous. Kylie Jenner had her baby, which is great. She named it Stormy, which I think is horrible, especially just the name itself is awful. Sorry to any Stormies that listen to my podcast. Blame your parents, not my opinion. But also, Stormy Daniels is the proposed porn star that has had some sort of extramarital affair with our president, who was paid $130,000 to keep quiet. The lawyer came forward about paying the money, which nullifies her NDA, which means she will then be giving probably many interviews explaining what happened. She doesn't have to keep quiet per the NDA. Since they talked about giving her the money, they just nullified their NDA. So Stormy Daniels, presidential, you know, what is that? Side chick. I hate that term. We all know why. And now Kylie Jenner's baby will forever be Stormy Daniels in the same year. So it's kind of interesting. I guess some other stuff that we should probably congratulate and talk about. The Black Panther movie release happened on Friday. One of the largest blockbuster releases in a weekend ever. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Love it. Sold out all over the country. Really fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, go see it. The visuals are incredible. The storyline is incredible. Michael B. Jordan plays one of the best bad guys ever. Very, very, very cool. Another really cool bit of news, Shaun White won the gold Olympic medal after his tragic and awful, word is slipping my stupid mind because I'm on air. It's when you hurt yourself. So, hurt himself, got better. I cannot remember the word, but now he's doing clearly amazing because he just won a gold medal. And it was really a beautiful, incredible sort of thing to witness. Fergie sings the national anthem in front of the NBA, before the NBA All-Star game, in front of hundreds of celebrities, people, attendees, and athletes, and completely embarrasses herself. That was kind of rough. And I guess the reason I'm not able to focus on all these other stories is because I really want to sort of touch on Parkland, Florida. Parkland, Florida, as we all know, on Valentine's Day, there was a mass shooting in the Broward County area. I was born in Fort Lauderdale. I grew up in Fort Lauderdale and Sunrise up until I was about 12 and moved to Arizona. Also lived in Illinois and Georgia at part of my childhood years, but only a year or two at a time, and then we always went back to Florida. So that's kind of my old stomping grounds. It really makes me sick to my stomach to think that these things are becoming a habit, they're becoming the rule, not the exception. There's been apparently, 29? I believe it's 29 mass shootings in the first 45 days of 2018, which is heartbreaking. So Parkland, Florida, you know, I don't want to even mention the shooter's name. What I'd like to say is how grateful I am for the teachers that continue to protect our students and go and teach in the face of this sort of overwhelming and inappropriate wave of mass danger that's been facing them and their students. So, just really want to give a great thank you to the teachers and to the students that are continuing to show up to school. And with that, I'm going to take a pause, add some music, and come back and talk about some more news. Hey guys, and we're back. Some really great songs, I think, that reflected sort of the place I left the podcast when I signed off last time. Some DJ Khaled in there, some Vance Joy. Go ahead and take a listen. Actually, I'm not sure if I played the Vance Joy last time, but it's coming up, a really rad new Vance Joy song. So keep listening. This is going to be a longer podcast than I've done before. Okay, so something else I really wanted to talk about. If you don't know who Adam Rippon is, you better. So I, full disclosure, when I was watching the Olympics, Adam Rippon is an Olympian. He's a bronze medal winner. When I was watching the Olympics the other night, I was watching couples figure skating. I'm sure that's not what it's called because they're not in couples. Some of them are brother and sister. What the fuck ever. The point is there's two of them skating on ice. Okay, that's what I'm watching. And this incredibly flamboyant, amazing human comes on the TV and starts talking incredibly flamboyantly. And I was actually offended. I was like, what is going on here? Like, where is this dude's respect for the country? Like, I understand that you can be who you want to be, but like, have a little tact. And then it hit me, like, his ability to be so open and to be who he was tactful. His sort of pride for himself and openness in a competitive sport where that would be shunned was incredibly brave. And my knee-jerk reaction to dislike his behavior was really telling of me and my sort of limits that I'm still hitting. And I feel like I'm an incredibly open person. I support the LGBTQ community, and I still was like, man, I wish this guy would tone it down. And then I thought to myself, you're a complete bitch, and maybe you should tone it down. And so, something to report about Adam Rippon. He's 28. He's a bronze medal winning skater. Point is, I'm not the only one who must have liked him. Maybe first or secondary response, but he's well liked. He made some incredible, hilarious one-liners, including the one that says you can't explain witchcraft when he was jabbing at Vice President Mike Pence about being an out gay athlete, which really changed my mind about him. NBC has hired him to be one of their commentators, and I love that. I think that he's going to be an incredible addition to their media platform, but also to all sports platforms that need to be a little more open in the sense that not everybody wears the same color white, not everybody has the same voice, and not everybody has the same views, including my own. And so I truly am excited to see what he does with his platform. I think that's hilarious and amazing. And I think I think he's going to do some really awesome stuff. So really excited to watch him. I've got this really crazy story coming from National Geographic. Apparently, there were sheep-human hybrids made in a lab. So this is not a joke. This is not from The Onion. This is not alternative facts. This is real ass shit. So apparently there was a controversial breakthrough made in 2017 where scientists announced on Saturday of this past week that they created the second successful human-animal hybrid, sheep embryos that are 0.01% human by cell count. So it's not as if these are, you know, human bodies with sheep heads, but it's getting there. The embryos, which were not allowed to develop past 28 days of age, move researchers a small step closer to perhaps growing human organs for medical transplants. So you understand where it comes from. What they're trying to do is put human cellular DNA and mapping inside of animal embryonic starts and zygotes in order to be able to grow the organs that were not getting harvested at a rapid enough speed through organ donation. So I do see the end result, but this to me feels a little bit like playing God. You're welcome to call in or leave a comment and let me know what you think about it, but this is totally valid, real. You can look it up. At the University of Maryland School of Medicine, human blood filters through pig lungs as they inhale and exhale in the lab there. So they've been doing this at multiple different places. They are also making chimeras, which basically a researcher isolates one animal stem cell and tries to develop it into many different types of cells in the body. Chimera in science means a perfect match. So your hands are equal and opposite chimeras, things like that. So they're creating chimeras by isolating one animal stem cell and then trying to create different organs, so to speak, from that one isolated stem cell type. They inject those stem cells from one species into the embryo of another, which is quite a tricky procedure, obviously, to get right, but essentially that's what they're doing with animals and people, and it's really intense, and I'm hoping that it doesn't turn into zombies. What's up, guys? Eventually, I'll get these segues figured out, and I will also not stutter, and I will also not use like as much, and I will also probably stop using also, but probably not. Let's get into some other stories that I really wanted to talk about. This is really cool. The Smithsonian has released a story in which a lock of George Washington's hair was found in an 18th century almanac. So apparently, back in the day, it was common practice to give away locks of hair as gifts and keepsakes. So sometime in December, an archivist at the Union College in Schenectady, New York, also a great movie if you haven't seen it, Philip Seymour Hoffman, may you rest in peace, sorting through some of the college's old books and records, spotted an 18th century leather-bound almanac that had never before been cataloged, which is strange to me. How the fuck is it in this building, not cataloged, super old as fuck, and this guy's just like, maybe I'll peruse these books for the millionth time because this is my job. Oh, look at this book. So whatever, that's weird. But anyway, it was titled Gaines Universal Register, or American and British Calendar with a K, for the year 1793. The pages were filled with population estimates for the American colonies and comparisons of various coins. So super boring ass shit, okay? Pretty much a very old version of a census and money. It's literally quoted in this story that the almanac might not make for the most thrilling historical read, but as Sean Rossman reports for USA Today, inside the book was a fascinating relic, a lock of hair that, according to some experts, was snipped from the head of G-dubs. So, yes, the book contains the hair. It's believed to have belonged to Philip J. Schuller, the son of General Philip Schuller, and one of the college's founders, a personal friend of Washington's, obviously. What I don't understand is why one man's giving another man a lock of his hair, but again, we're not going to get into that. Point is, George Washington's hair has been found in a book, which now means that the Everance tattoo kits will be having George Washington put into the We the People tattoos. So if you don't know what Everance is, don't waste your time Googling it, because it'll give them more attention. Another interesting scientific story that I didn't know I was going to report on, but I think is really fucking cool, coming again from National Geographic. There's a 2,000-year-old parrot mummy in Mexico. It's the oldest known macaw mummy in the world. The find can give insights on trade between present-day Southwest United States and Mexico, so that's kind of cool. Again, I'm not sure why people were mummifying their parrot. Could have been one of those incredible pet love type things. Who knows? Let's see. What are the other stories I wanted to talk about? Oh, God. Flu season this year has been atrocious, okay? So if you haven't got your flu shot, don't bother. I'm actually been seeing more and more reports that the flu shot can either make this flu strain worse or can onset it. And so if you haven't gotten it, if you didn't get it at the beginning of the flu season, there's no point to get it in the middle because it's only going to make things worse. Also, I hear Tamiflu is a bunch of bullshit. Go ahead and waste your money if you want, but again, I'm hearing tons of stories. This one, coming from USA Today, is stating that the worst flu season in a decade has 22 more child deaths as of this past Friday, bringing the total to 84. The latest update by the CDC says that the flu remained widespread in 48 of the 50 states. So obviously, the continental U.S. is getting slammed by the flu. Wash your hands, use Lysol, don't send your kids to school sick, don't go to school sick, don't be an asshole. If you're gonna push through and go to school or go to work sick, you're a fucking asshole. Nobody needs your ass to push through. You don't need to pay for that day that badly. The rest of us have fucking lives. You don't know if your coworkers or your kids' siblings were premature, disabled, or have handicaps or disabilities that cause any type of illness to be a real fucking problem. You don't know if there's cancer or autoimmune diseases in those families. Don't be an asshole. Stay home. Eat some soup. Jerk off. Whatever it takes. Don't fucking go to work if you're sick. It's so fucking shitty. Going back to some music, we'll come back with some more stories. Funny little story about one of the songs that I just played for you guys. When I first read it, the band name is Super Organism, and it's called Everybody Wants to Be Famous, but I thought it was Super Orgasm, and I was like, definitely listening to that band, and then I realized I can't read. So, also, it's still a good band, but it would have been better as Super Orgasm. And if they change their name, I'm taking credit. Okay, so, let's see what else. Wow, I'm not sure if I'm going to report on this. That doesn't seem too interesting. So my method here, first podcast, I wrote down some stuff I liked, I wrote down some reactions I liked, and then I gave it to you guys, and it was really short. I barely had enough news to fill up the time I wanted to take, and it was too succinct. So now my new formula, which is probably not going to work out either, is that I open up a bunch of different tabs of news sources that I like, and then I scroll through and see what looks interesting to talk about. And really, that's not the smartest way to do it, because I've missed 2 weeks of news to bring to you guys, and the only thing I can remember was Parkland, Kylie, and Trump shit. And I'm just like, well, that's probably bad too. So I should probably work on either memory recall or writing some shit down if this is something I want to do. This is kind of cool. Amy Schumer got married this weekend. She married a chef named Chris Fisher. The pictures were a really cute wedding. It seems really precious. I'm not sure if I like Amy Schumer or not. She has a new movie coming out that I kind of want to see. Some of the stuff, she's hit or miss for me, mostly because it feels like she's inauthentic. There's a lot of speculation that she steals jokes, and I feel like if you're gonna do something, do it your way, even if it's fucking awful and you are hated, hint hint, me, bling bling bling, you should still do it your own way and kind of own it. Otherwise, if you're just gonna bite other people's style, you're just a piece of shit. This is pretty cool. Another National Geographic story. I'm sensing a theme here. I really like science, apparently. Fossil footprints are the oldest traces of lizards running on two legs. The lizard's sprint may have helped it avoid predators such as winged reptiles called petrosaurs. So that's kind of cool. I didn't realize that they had fossils showing that lizards would run on two legs when needing. That's not an evolutionary thing, is the point. The point of it being big news is that it's been happening for a long time, not that it evolved in time with these lizards. So that's kind of cool. Global warming still a thing. Nothing to report on that. Just wanted to make sure you guys knew. Oh dear God, the world's first human case of H7N4 avian flu was reported in China. I mean, it's happening. I was worried about the sheep hybrid embryos being zombie land, but it's probably going to be the chickens. So Richard Branson, coming from CNN Money, this is kind of an interesting concept. He thinks that universal basic income is coming, and it's 100% important. So if you don't know what universal basic income is, I've got a little over 2 minutes to try to bore you into understanding. Richard Branson believes the government should give everyone a paycheck, whether they have a job or not. And before you think that that's like a super liberal snowflake, ridiculous idea, I'm going to try to explain to you now in under 2 minutes why it's not such a terrible idea. The concept is called universal basic income. It guarantees every person a minimum income regardless of age, wealth, job status, hometown, family size, attributes, talents, size of your penis, all of it. None of it matters. Some countries are already experimenting with it. Branson is one of many, many, many business moguls that have voice support. During a commencement address at Harvard last year, the Facebook CEO, obvious, Mark Zuckerberg, said that they should definitely explore ideas like universal basic income to make sure that everyone has a cushion to try new ideas. So I'm really going to try to condense this. They're trying to say that if you have an income that's guaranteed, that you can then take the time, not a lot of it, but you can take some time to yourself to figure out what you want to do in the world, not what you have to do in the world, because you have to fiscally be responsible for a household. This is incredibly and increasingly more difficult for young families, teen moms, or people that come from means that are already poor or low income. If they had the ability to not have to worry about income before they were even adults, like some teenagers that support their families due to substance abuse or loss of parents in crime-ridden or drug-addled neighborhoods, you know, they're working before they're even sure what they want to do, because they have to. If you have a child at 15, 16, 17, you're working at the best job you can get because you have to. If these things were taken into more consideration and universal income was implemented, people could have the chance to dream a little more, which is sort of a lovely concept. I'm not sure how it'll work in execution. Going to some music again, then we'll get back to some news, and then we might be done. All right, so hi guys. Played some Kendrick Lamar in that last one. One of them is from the Black Panther soundtrack. They might both be from the Black Panther soundtrack, which again, I will stress to you, go see the movie. Also, while we're on the subject of the Black Panther movie, if you've been seeing any of these tweets or shares or fake news about people, white, Caucasian people specifically, getting beat up by trying to go to a Black Panther movie, please don't be a fucking moron and believe it. If you look at some of the photos that are being shared, some of them are already in the news for being infamous cases of abuse and assault already. They have nothing to do with the people posting them. They're literally stealing photos from people that have already been sort of victimized and reusing them for propagating a racism agenda. If your aunt or uncle is one of the people sharing that and being like, look at this, maybe throw it out there that that's fake as shit. And they're probably not going to believe you. But the point is that you actually get the ability to put some people in their place about being racist, whether or not they take a page and stop or not. So moving on, I wanted to talk a little bit about Parkland again. I know I mentioned it already. I'm going to come back to Parkland because of Trump. As we know, I talk about him quite often. You can agree to disagree or not agree with me at all about what I have to say about him, but I'm just, this is my podcast and these are my feelings. So if you don't like it, go listen to somebody else's podcast about MAGA, because that's not happening here. So Donald Trump tweeted about the Florida school shooting, of course, because having a State of the Union address or any type of face time with the press would be too much work. He can't leave Mar-a-Lago long enough to be able to do it. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders is doing such a great job and all. Anyway, so this is Trump's tweet. This is me quoting it directly. So many signs that the Florida shooter was mentally disturbed, even expelled from school for bad and erratic behavior. Neighbors and classmates knew he was a big problem. Must always report such instances to authorities again and again. He's saying that so that's the quote from that tweet. There's another one that says, basically, had the FBI not been focusing on the Russian probe issue and the collusion, that they would have been able to focus on the shooter. Trump literally blamed the FBI and the Russian probes on their special investigation on why there was a shooting. I'm not sure if this guy could get any more fucking stupid. Not only have they proven that the Russians had something to do with the influence of election, whether or not through social media, whether or not unwittingly with Trump administration, whether or not those details are conclusive, the reality is that Mueller did indict 13 Russians on instigating and inciting an influence on the presidential election, meaning that it doesn't matter if he says there's no collusion, there fucking was. There's indictments because of it. So for him to try to blame the FBI on doing their job as to why they couldn't also do their job, he's just a fucking moron. I just don't get it. Let's talk about something else. LeBron James and Kevin Durant did a really incredible interview. The Uber Unlocked or Unleashed, I'm not sure what the actual interview segment is called, but they were talking about President Trump and they were giving their 2 cents, and a Fox political pundit decided to say that they should just shut up and dribble, saying that LeBron James and Kevin Durant had no reason to be commenting on the politics in our country because they weren't elected. President Trump was elected, and by that standard, they shouldn't have an opinion on Trump and what he's doing. They should just shut up and play ball. And to that, I would like to remind anyone and everyone that Fox News regularly invites celebrities, musicians, and well-known people onto their show to speculate and give opinion on politics. So 6 to 1, half a dozen to the other. You can't say that one celebrity is okay and the other one's not. And also, this person who is a TV personality was also not elected to her job. So why in the fuck does that have anything to do with the price of tea of China? A little bit more music here, and then gonna get into some other cool stories, and then we're gonna call it. What's up, guys? Last song I just played by Lanco, The Greatest Love Story, is absolutely one of my favorite new songs of 2017. Now we're in 2018, but it did come out last year. And I know my playlists always kind of hop all over the place, but that song just truly makes me smile. I love the idea behind it. I love the sort of rawness that two people can find each other, lose each other, and find each other again. I think that is so intuitive to the way that our world works right now, and I just really love it. So, gonna get into some entertainment news. Something I think is really interesting is that they're making another Pacific Rim movie. I don't care what anyone said, I loved the first Pacific Rim movie. Reason one, number one, obviously Charlie Hunnam. Let me back that up. Reason number one is Charlie Day. Reason number two would be Charlie Hunnam. But both reasons are Charlie. And I'm excited to see what Pacific Rim Uprising you know, is for a movie. The most recent trailer that came out was pretty rad. It has lots of mech versus monster action. It looks like it's going to be something, you know, to be distracting from what we're dealing with in everyday America, and that's kind of cool. So Pandora Premium is also available on the web. I don't know what the fuck that matters. Apparently it's a big deal. If you're a big Pandora listener still, congrats. I'm not sure if anybody still uses Pandora, and if they do, if Premium matters, but more power to you if you're excited. Coming from Bloomberg, this is pretty cool. NASA's bringing back Cold War era atomic rockets to get to Mars. They're like, why develop new science? Let's just go back to the shit that failed. Let's see if that failing shit now works, because the whole rest of the world's crazy. Let's just try that. So I'm not going to get into the science behind it. If you're interested in trying to see what the mechanics to why they did that were, you can look up the story. It's on Bloomberg. I'm really, really excited about this Black Panther movie. I know I've mentioned it 900 million times, but even the New York Post is saying that Black Panther reinvented the Hollywood vision of Africa, and I truly, fully agree with that. It's got a primarily Black cast. Like I said already, the set design is beautiful. It's got Afro-futuristic settings. It's the first film of its kind within the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but in all of Hollywood to sort of be this way. And again, I just am truly excited to see the end result of the numbers on that movie. Also, not endorsed or sponsored by anybody or anything affiliated with that movie or studios. I just really appreciate the diversity coming to our screens, our silver screens. This is a funny story, I thought. Made no sense, but I'm glad they wrote it. Smithsonian is asking the hard-hitting questions. Do other animals go bald? So, apparently, there's a story about animals from polar bears to rhesus macaques, which are a monkey, non-human mammals have hair woes of their own. That's kind of the status and story behind it. For many, many human males, baldness is a genetic inevitability. And so in this sort of story that they're researching, it's that the idea behind it is balding men don't actually lose hair. The hair just becomes progressively smaller until they're microscopic, the same way they are at birth. So they just get finer and finer and finer. Apparently, with the rest of the animal kingdom, growing hair is one of the defining traits that makes a mammal. Even dolphins and whales have some hair, but still experience hair-related woes at some point in their life. So kind of cool that they're looking into these. I wonder if they're going to make Rogaine for monkeys, and if they do... Oh God, that's a terrible joke, because I hope they don't do animal testing. That would just be the worst. So, let's see. I'm not sure if there's, a sad story. There's an incredible bakery, baking cake store in New York City that's closing. New York Cake, it's a bakery supply shop. They're closing the Manhattan location. I guess like in the next month or so, even though they're looking for a new location, it just seems like things are moving in the direction of people doing less, sort of artistic food and more, Instagramming of that artistic food. So let's hope they get a new location, because it's a rad thing. Here comes some more music and some more offbeat news. All right. Just wanted to close this out with thanking you guys for listening to my rambling and for me reacting to news stories. Something I want to start doing is live watching some clips, videos, or stories and reacting to them for you on air for the first time. So if you guys have anything that you think would be funny or interesting, or please, nothing repulsive. I'm not good with blood or gore or snot or spit or anything bodily fluid related. If you want to send me something, you can always send it directly here. You can send it to my Instagram, tiffbetattoo, T-I-F-B-E-A, word tattoo. If you can't spell it, Google it. Or you can email me at paramedtattoo, P-A-R-A-M-E-D, tattoo, gmail. Let me know if you guys want to be included. You can also call into Anchor. And I will leave you with a couple stories that I think are adorable and then play you the very last song of the podcast, my highlight song, which is actually going to be that awesome Vance Joy song I talked about earlier. So we'll cap off our show today with that song ending it. Last story of the show is going to be, again, science related, National Geographic, coming out with the goods. Apparently panda porn is a way that they're trying to get rare species to mate. So with several species on the verge of extinction, mating prospects are super bleak. They're trying to find ways to have these animals increase population. They've gone to great lengths and measures to find animals matches, and to help these populations do a rebound, some scientists are devising unconventional methods, one of which is panda porn. Also, they're doing dating profiles for their animals. They're doing sperm donors. They're really reaching. The last resort for the northern white rhinos this is actually pretty interesting and really needs to be talked about. Northern white rhinos are a subspecies with only 3 left in its entire population. 3 left in the entire world. Let me repeat that. 1, 2, 3 left of the northern white rhino ever. So literally nothing short of a miracle to save these. The trio, 2 females and a male, are watched 24/7 by armed guards in Kenya. They're at the Old Pajeda, probably completely butchered that, conservancy. So last November, a tweet went viral that showed the male named Sedan lying on the ground. The tweet came from a biologist. His name was Daniel Schneider. He underscored that Sudan was the last male of the species. It wasn't the first time Sudan stirred public sympathy. In May of last year, Old Pajeda partnered with Tinder to launch the campaign to raise awareness about the rhino, the most eligible bachelor in the world. The goal was to raise money to fund new assisted reproductive techniques. The price to make it happen, a whopping $9 million. So if you're interested in trying to work with any type of conservancy, you can always look into the WWF. I'm a huge advocate for that. Every year, my kids get a WWF adoption kit for Christmas. We pick a different species. They get a stuffed animal. They get a adoption certificate. They get cool stuff around Christmas time. And they also contribute, usually it's $50 to $100, depending on what size kit we go with, towards that animal of its choice. So if you'd like to help out with a $9 million fund to help with the white rhinos, you can go directly to the National Geographic website and make a donation. You can also, like I said, go through the WWF, or you can contact the Old Pajeda Conservancy in Kenya directly. I think they have a PayPal. So I'll leave you with that note. Panda porn is a real thing. Sperm donors and tenders for animals are a real thing. I think what we really should be doing is like Tinder, but for animals in shelters. So swipe right, swipe left. I mean, honestly, what would happen is that every girl in America would be swiping right on every... Is right good? They would want to adopt everything. That's the point here. I think it'd be good for cat ladies. Maybe give the crazy cat ladies that have 17 cats, maybe give them the opportunity to swipe right or left on a puppy or a ferret or a bunny or more cats. But that's the kind of Tinder we need. So I'll leave you with a Vance Joy song, and I'll probably talk to you guys in another 2 weeks, if ever again, maybe tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe there'll be some crazy news. With that, I leave you. Thanks for listening to TIFF-B.